This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, people who, I guess the reason that they're listening is because they like listening to us. We are people that others want to listen to, people who others want to deal with, although it's not a good sentence because it ends with a preposition.
Or they really strongly dislike us and they like disliking us.
Yes, there's some of that too. Help yourself to 888. What is it? No, it's 83. What? I forget that number, and I haven't got it in front of me.
Isn't that funny? 855-999-DOUG, 3684.
If you treat people the right way, and you are consistent over time, people will relate to that, because people talk. So if you have established a reputation, let's say you're a small business person. I cater to small business folks, because I hear more from small business folks like me than probably any other constituency. And people like the fact that I'm relating to them because I have the same experiences that they do. And America's backbone are the small businesses that really run our country, not the big giant banks and the big giant business, even though I don't like, I talk about them all the time, and I don't like them because they have too much influence. Still, 94% of all the businesses in America are run by families or small business concerns. So I think there's a certain amount, I was looking at some stats as to new businesses being started now and how many are going out of business because they can't get money because the thing, we have this government-created recession that's screwing up a lot of stuff. But there still are a lot of people who are optimistic about the country, optimistic about the future, and they want to do business. Excuse me, good heavens. So, I just had a carrot, sorry.
Carrot?
Yeah, the carrot, yeah. So anyway, if you think about what is being done, how time goes by and opportunities come to you and to those who are working, those who want it will get it, because thoughts are things. That's Dougie's lesson for the day. Hopefully it has some value with you and yours, because I think that's really where I've always been. When I became old enough to figure out what was going on, then, I just kind of, it became natural. And I think that is what goes on. It's natural. Okay. There, for some reason or another, there's a lot of focus today on the golf game, the Saudi government creating a professional golf tour that competes with the PGA. This is just like them. The Saudis are no good. I don't even know why I'm talking about this, because I don't like them, and I don't want to highlight them. So I'm going to take back the fact that I started talking about the Saudis.
What?
I don't like them.
What do you say? Didn't hear any of
it. Oh, good. Okay. It's a blur. All right. The school graduation focus continuing. Here's a story from Nevada. Mother speaking out after a group of special education students were left out of the school yearbook. Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home? There were 10 special education students, at least 10, who were left out of the school yearbook.
Yeah.
So were there no teachers or no administrators involved, and this is just the students?
That's what I was
wondering.
What
does that tell you about the student body?
Wait, but right? Yes, the students and the adults who are supposed to be involved, and you can't just say, oh, it was an oversight. No, that every single student gets put in, and it was just, it's just heartbreaking and disgusting.
It is. Yep. I'm with you on that. I don't even want to.
And parents are outraged, not as they should be.
They should absolutely be outraged. All right, let's do that. Hello. Thank you. I want to do some outrages. You ready?
Ready.
These are the outrages of the day, starting with a youth pastor in South Carolina who has been filming girls in the church shower. I don't know what to, where, how do you, what do you do with that?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And then it was labeled an incident of moral misconduct. It's pedophilia. Like, let's just call it
35 years old, Daniel Mayfield, charged with 5 counts of first-degree sexual exploitation of a minor. And 1 count of voyeurism, you think? The incidents date back to last year. The police got a wind of this and arrested this guy. This is in the bathroom at Gowersville Baptist Church in Landrum, South Carolina, where Mayfield was working as a student pastor. The church said in a statement, its leadership was made aware of the incident of moral misconduct perpetrated by one of our staff. You would never think someone you know, like a family member, would do something like this, especially a church family member. Mm-hmm. No, actually, you wouldn't. That's what makes this so devastating.
But we should, because a lot of times it is, whenever we think of situations
people.
Like this, it is people that we know.
Mm-hmm.
It is either a family member, a family friend, a member of the church with whom you're involved. It is typically somebody that you know when things like this happen.
Yeah. Well, my mother had an affair with a minister of the church that we were going to at the time. He was married, and, you know, so what did that tell you? I think that's where I first started to wash my hands of being involved. That doesn't tell you that they're all bad, because they aren't. But because I have a very close relationship with a youth pastor at my church as I was growing up in the youth. We had some great friends. One of my great friends for life, Gwen Beard, was the president of the youth thing, and I was vice president, and we loved each other, not in the, we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, we just loved each other. I thought she was so special, it was really kind of cool. At any rate, let's see, what else have we got here from outrages? There's another one. Utah School District has banned the Bible.
And you know what? Good. Hear me out on this before.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. A lot of people have been using the Bible when it comes to banned books. A lot of people are saying, well, it's because of this is in the book, this is in the book, this is in the book. And then other people are like, well, the Bible has all of those things and nobody's banning that. And so, okay, good. People are using the Bible as an excuse. Well, go ahead, ban the Bible. But the reality is no book should be banned, period. Stop banning books.
Stop it. Isn't there another example of that? Another example of book banning, it seems to me, or a problem with books being banned. It seems to me there was something floating around.
It just keeps going. Yeah. I mean, really, the thing is, if you don't want to read the book, don't read the book. If you don't want your child to read
don't let your child read the book. Right.
Parents should have the autonomy to, if there is a book in question that is going to be part of a lesson, parents should have to sign a permission slip. If some parents are okay with the lesson, sign it, go for it. If a parent is not okay with it, then have some kind of additional class that day or that week where students who are not going to be a part of this can still learn what they're supposed to be learning in a different capacity.
So is this like the Florida book banning? The same sort of thing?
Yes.
Most parents,
it's really happening across the states. It's just Florida seems to be kind of a little bit more concentrated, I guess.
What represents that thinking? A lack of education? A lack of knowledge? Lack of what? What is it that...
It could be all of the above, and all it perpetuates is more of the same. We're not teaching people how to any critical thinking. We're not teaching the people or the children, the students, how to think. It's all teaching what to think. And half the times, if you hear people complain about something, they are regurgitating comments from somebody else.
Of course they are.
Else, because as soon as you start asking questions, they have no follow-up.
My son was talking to his father last night, as he often does, about he had on a T-shirt, and I said, Brendan, what the heck is that T-shirt? It was something, he was taking a shot. He's not a big fan of government any more than his father is, but he takes a different approach to his he's not quite as discerning as I am. And so I said to him, oh, so what's Jazz is Jasper, his son, going to think when he's old enough to read? And, you know, Brendan has pretty saucy language as well. His father did, but he didn't use it around his children. Brendan sometimes lets it slip around his children. And then, you know, he will. It's funny. because Jasper seems to know. He was just laughing almost uncontrollably last night. We were saying things. He knows it's me on the phone, and he throws his hands up in the air and reaches like he can. He wants to find me. He wants me to come pick him up. And of course, I'm on the phone on the screen. He was eating avocados when Brendan called, and his face was covered with avocados. And so he's so pleased with himself, he wipes it on his hair. He puts it everywhere. And he's now beginning to speak. You know, he can do mama, dada. He's almost got gramps down. Yeah. He's got lots of other things that are in his vocabulary. Ball, dog, you know, stuff like that. He calls because when he hears us talking about water, for some reason, Brennan and I were talking about water, and he says, agua. Like, they're teaching him one Spanish word, and that's agua. And that's what he knows. Anyway, so when Brendan lets out with some fuzz bomb, I said, okay, so what's Jasper going to get out of that? Yeah, he won't pay any attention to it. He knows a bad word.
Hey, if Jasper is to repeat him, as long as he uses it in the correct context.
I suppose. Yep, right, exactly. All right, Cleveland Browns. Couple of defensive players were robbed at gunpoint. What the heck's the story with this?
Right.
Downtown in a nightclub?
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Coming out of a club, and they were robbed of all of their jewelry, wallets, yes.
So they catch the guys that did it or not?
I don't believe so.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
How did these guys...
Downtown Cleveland is not super great.
Yeah. It never was.
Especially after a certain time.
Never was.
No good happens after midnight, and that goes everywhere.
Yeah, well, I've spent a lot. I actually not spent too much time in downtown Cleveland because I think I went through it once or twice when I was in school, and I thought, yeah, this is not anything special. What I do like is driving into town on Interstate 90, and you come to that big left-hand jog as you're headed. You go into the city, or you follow 80 and 90 around the city. And you look out over the lake on that side. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a fun, that's a good place. But the Browns weren't there, these players, it would seem. So they got their pockets picked, as it were. All right, here we are, 18 after. This is Good Day.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that thinking about helmets with faces on them.
I should get a new helmet. Ooh, maybe I'll get one of those ones that looks like a face with painted teeth and eyebrows, you know? Oh, that always looks so cool. People are like, whoa, is that a person with two faces? Oh, no, it's a helmet and one face.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, June 9th through the 12th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Taking notes, are you, as to what today is all about? Well, it's Paul Kelly's birthday. He's an avid listener to the Good Day program, along with Brad Hyland. Let's see here. Who else do we have on this? Mike Friedberg. How do you do? And Mark Sweeney. I said yesterday I was upset because I didn't see a lot of women on the list. Stephanie Nicole is having her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Gemini.
To Michelle Badrin. Yes, right. You're a Gemini. Geminis are usually, I don't say impatient, but they're easily bored. Donald Trump is a Gemini, but you don't really know much about who you are unless you have your chart, the whole chart. You got to know not only your birth month and birth sign, but you got to know...
Yeah, your sun, your moon, rising.
Right, exactly. Yep. So that's something you can take up with Maria Trilogy, if you like. All right, so on our Facebook page and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, at Good Day Radio Show, we've asked you to give us your favorite inspirational quote and who said it. All right, let's see here. Brett says, "He who thinks from the eye closes the understanding, but he who thinks from the understanding opens the eye." You get it?
I like it.
Yeah? He who thinks from the eye closes the understanding, but he who thinks from the understanding opens the eye. Yeah. Better to think from an understanding position, I think. Jim Mancuso says, is it... I'm not sure how to pronounce this. C-O-V-E-F-E-F.
Oh, that's a Trump thing. Cavifi.
Oh, it is?
When he was president, he just tweeted at, like, I don't know if it was 3 a.m., 4 a.m., Cavifi. It was almost like he was ordering coffee, but he was so tired.
Okay. All right. Let's go to John Z. I know who you are today, but I don't know who you might be tomorrow. He said, I heard that from Gary Ewell a long time ago. Not sure if it was an original thought. But it's come to pass many times in my life.
I like that. It kind of goes hand in hand with that one sentiment of, if you knew me then, you might not know me now.
Yep, I think that's true of a lot of us. I'm going to my college 55th college reunion this weekend. I'm betting there's a lot of people that will be there that I won't know at all. Marion Mosher writes, I can do all things through God who strengthens me. Good. Yep. Tim Palmer, nothing in life is free except salvation from God. He'll give you that, brother Walt, preacher at Concord Methodist Church in Decatursville, Tennessee. Well, thanks for checking in Decatursville. Thank you. Jeffrey Goad says, the secret of getting ahead is getting started. Yes.
I like that one. Yeah,
that's a Mark Twain-ism. Let's see here. Michael Krivich says, at the end of the day, people won't remember what you said or did. They'll remember how you made them feel. Yeah, that is, yes, I'm on to that one. Mary McLaughlin says you can just get glad in the same britches you get mad. Excuse me, I like that.
A saying from my grandmother.
Yep, there you go. Let's see. General Norman Schwarzkopf said, the truth of the matter is that you always know the right thing to do. The hard part is doing it.
I love that one.
Yep. Yeah, it really is. Let's see. John Walzik says, education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. That's something Nelson Mandela said, and he certainly was right on when it came to that. I've all told you my story about having the opportunity to interview Nelson Mandela. I was the first American person with a microphone to talk to Mandela after he was sworn in as president of South Africa when I was invited down there. It was a wonderful trip, and it was a very, very good experience to just watch what was going on there. Okay, Jeff Schmidt says, this too shall pass. Is that something that is biblical?
Yes, King Solomon, I believe.
Really? Yeah.
Was quoted as saying that in the Bible.
Well, thank you. You can continue, if you will. Give us your favorite inspirational quotes. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, 28 after the hour.
You gotta eat, and you don't have to go broke. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. A report by Supermarket News says you will pay less using self-checkout than at staffed registers, where all that stuff tempts impulse buying. On Facebook, Sarah R. says, I've discovered that around 10 a.m. on Wednesdays, my local grocery store marks down food that's close to expiring. She says, I stock up for the week on whatever meats, bread, and veggies they have on clearance, and it is so helpful. And on BuzzFeed, Bonnie says that cutting down on pop and sugary drinks has made my mood better. And when Megan says she couldn't deal with meat prices, she started eating more plant-based food, and she calls it a positive life change. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. It sounds so easy. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. This is just healthy weight loss. So it's a collagen protein, rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not only are you going to look better, but you feel good with this product too.
What's the way that people can get the biggest bang for their buck?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up. This is our 26th anniversary. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again is toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is sending help to Canada as that country deals with dozens of remote wildfires, which are sending smoke across the eastern half of America.
We have already deployed over 600 U.S. firefighters and personnel, as well as equipment like water bombers.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, tens of millions of Americans from the Northeast to the Deep South are now dealing with some smoke from those fires. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making a surprise trip to the border in Arizona on Wednesday. DeSantis said his state is not a sanctuary state.
We have put forth resources to assist with the transportation of illegal migrants to sanctuary jurisdictions.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening criminal prosecution of DeSantis for transporting migrants from Central and South America. Newsom has argued the transfers were done under false pretenses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have a good day, dear. It's going to
be a good day.
It has
been a good day.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. La-la-la-la. It's 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We are practicing our linguistics, our gerunds, and how to not end a sentence with a preposition. And the girls and boys, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas, caught me when I did not end a word with a G.
We held on to that moment.
Yes, you did. And you will. I know you will. Here's something good. Story about a nurse and her boyfriend who saved a man's life on a flight home from a vacation in the Bahamas. The man thanking his lucky stars. His heart stopped on the plane, but there was a healthcare angel sitting a few rows back from him named Emily Rains, an acute care nurse at a Baltimore hospital, coming back obviously on the same flight from the Bahamas with her boyfriend. Flight attendant asked if there was anybody on board with medical training, and this she said the passenger was having a medical emergency. So Ms. Rains quickly volunteered. On our way up there, I was trying to pregame, wondering whether we have to do compressions.
Oh, yeah, like completely preparing her boyfriend. Like, if I need to do this, you need to do this. You're going to have to help, and I will walk you through it.
Yep. So anyway, once you got to the passenger's seat, he was slumped over. His face was purple. He wasn't breathing. Wow. They did chest compression, she and her boyfriend, for about 23 minutes. They were about to land, and the work revived this fellow. Rushed to the hospital as soon as the plane came to the gate. Treated this young lady, was the applause on the plane. And when they got off the plane, that's kind of cool. Yeah. It's awesome.
That's someone's life, yes.
Somebody, yeah.
And I mean, that is divine intervention when you think about it.
Yep.
They were put on that flight for a reason.
Yep, absolutely. 100% agree. All right, well, let's see here what's going on with the good, the bad, and the ugly. Here's the story from Tennessee today of a woman who tried to hire a hitman to murder the wife of a man she met online.
It really makes you question the online dating thing. Also, if you're married and it's not an open marriage, maybe you shouldn't be online dating.
Hello? Ding, 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 ding.
Isn't that a website, though, for people who want to have affairs?
Oh, yeah. It's. I remember having the guy that ran the website. What the heck was the name? It was a number of years ago.
It's, I cannot think of
it.
It
was a woman's name.
Yes, it's a woman's name. What was it? But it's
Ashley Madison.
Ashley
Madison.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep, that's
it. Yeah, for people who are married and want to have affairs with other married people, that's the website you'd go to.
Yep. And I remember interviewing this person who ran Ashley Madison, and people wanted to kill me. Oh, how dare you do that? How dare you have that trash on the air? What are you doing? Why are you giving people these ideas? Are you doing it yourself? Well, I'm doing it because I wasn't married, so it didn't make any difference to me.
But also, I feel like that would have been a really fascinating interview to hear the mind behind all of that.
Yeah.
What made you do something like this?
Yep.
Because clearly it was a hit. It succeeded.
Anyway, so the criminal complaint against this woman. This, by the way, was on Match.com. It wasn't on some side.
Wasn't like Tinder or anything. Where Match.com, you have to pay for. I think that's the service you have to pay for. It's not just a like Tinder or anything like that.
She was going to pay $10,000 to have the spouse of a man that she'd met on Match.com wiped out. It needs to seem random or accidental. Plant some drugs. Don't want a long investigation. She moved in with her guy.
So these were newlyweds.
Yeah. Murder for hire. Oh, my God. According to the complaint, authorities were alerted to the murder request and informed that the wife was the target of this plan. Let's see. Her name is Melody Sasser. She used the dark web to find a killer. Apparently, there's an online killer's market on the dark web where you can hire a hitman. Great.
Of course there is. Of course there is.
Unbelievable. What kind of a person?
Yeah. Well, so apparently this guy, the newlywed, the husband, met this woman before he was married and then told her he was engaged.
Ah.
And then she kind of, like, lost it.
Uh-huh. Well, she's going to be a beauty man, right? Under the circumstances.
My goodness.
Authorities allege she was monitoring the whereabouts of the intended victim through a fitness app. Huh.
So stalking. Add stalking to the list.
Yeah. She has a Fitbit. Okay. So there you go. There's another use for a Fitbit. Speaking of that, Dr. Ken has got me on a Fitbit. It's very telling. Only when he's on, tomorrow he's on. We have to talk about how come it doesn't keep up the right time. But it really is very helpful. And speaking of Ken and the Good Day Health program, which he is the host, and I'll prompt him along so that over the weekend you can hear on Good Day Health Dr. Jack Stockwell talking about his issues and what he thinks this week's big issues are when it comes to the sort of natural side of the track, and the conventional side, represented by Ken, who is a cardiologist down in Florida, will be talking this weekend about Hodgkin's lymphoma and what you can use to treat it, more focus on breastfeeding and how important it is. Because he's a cardiologist, he talks about heart attacks and loneliness and things that happen to your brain, that sort of thing. On the podcast that's up now for Ken, we talk, as usual, about a number of things. Most common cause of food poisoning in restaurants. It's not what you think it is. That's why this whole podcast is worth listening to, just for that bit of information. The doctors who are talking about no more COVID vaccine, Ken's not a fan of that necessarily. Anyway, he's excited about a new treatment for severe depression that he talks about. He talks about new hearing aids as well. Lots of things always for your listening information, listening pleasure. Good Day Health Show podcasts are always available without charge at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, that's a little bit of tidbit. Here's a company called Coinbase. Been targeted by the government. New lawsuit that alleges the cryptocurrency platform is still operating as an unregistered securities platform and a brokerage service. So how many people here honestly have crypto? Raise your hands. Anybody got crypto?
I do not know.
I have some. I don't even know where it is, though. I put a couple of bucks into it and left it. I don't know. Maybe it's just a write-off at this point.
Which one was it?
I don't know. I gave the money to a kid, and he was investing it.
Mm.
He was supposedly a whiz. He's a kid I know, and he is a whiz, but I think you get caught. I don't know. And you know what? I'm not judging it because it was my decision. Nobody convinced me to do it. I just thought with all the talk. But what it seems to bear out is that this is a racket. Now, a lot of people made a lot of money, but I think they're mostly racketeers, or would-be racketeers anyway. This is not a place where you're going if you put money into it for the faint of heart. If you watch your money every day, don't put it into this stuff under any circumstances. So anyway, the government says Coinbase hasn't been transparent in how it regulates crypto. The government's reliance on an enforcement-only approach in the absence of clear rules. So the government doesn't understand what this is about at all, any more than I do or most of you. They don't understand what this is about. How do you get something, how do you trade in something you don't even know what the value is?
Like, right, it's something that's right? So non-tangible. But also, if servers crash, the system goes down, technology ceases to be, you don't have anything.
Yeah, right. It's not for the faint of heart, that's for doggone sure. At all. No, no, no. Delta Airlines, they call themselves airline because it's one company, but they have a lot of airlines. Right? They go a lot of different places. And so for those of you who are annoyed at how close the seats are together in the back of the plane, how much of a pain it is, well, this is... there's never been, I see them in buses, but I don't see anything in planes until now for wheelchairs, right? When you are in a wheelchair, you're wheeled into the plane and then you're put onto a seat.
Yes, yeah.
Right? Well, now they've got a place where you can hook a wheelchair into the side of the plane.
That's great.
This is a new design. Yeah.
Yeah, so
that makes sense.
Yeah, passengers can they can remain in their wheelchairs just like they would if they were on a bus or train or anything like that. You go to a sporting event or a concert or restaurant, a lot of times there is an area where you can your wheelchair can fit and you don't have to get out and change seats or anything. So why should a plane be any different?
Yep, right, exactly. Identity theft. We all know what a problem that is and how it's increasingly a problem with the economy being the way it is. I've been an identity theft victim more than once. Have you ever, Jay?
Not necessarily identity theft, but I have had my accounts hacked, my bank account, debit card.
Right. Yeah, damaged credit comes out of that. A lot of phone calls, a lot of paperwork becomes complicated. Well, there's a new simple digital security system for everybody, according to Aura, A-U-R-A. The CEO says because he went through it himself, he decided to try to protect people. This is called proactive protection. He says you can stop identity theft before it happens. I've used a card. Have you ever used one of those cards? You put a card in your wallet and it's supposed to keep people, because a lot of people
have those little devices. Yes,
yeah,
and it blocks any of those, the rays that can come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Right.
And a lot of there are those cards you can put in your wallet, but there are some wallets that have been developed that do the exact same thing, and you just put all of your stuff in that wallet.
Yep, right. Do you know what the average age, the median age in the United States is?
Do you 72. Know?
No, no, that's the that's an upper end. No, I'm talking about the between birth and death, where more people reside age-wise than at any other place. How 34. Old? Close. I guess
how
again.
Old?
I mean, Census Bureau says that the average person in America, that is the median, sometimes they call it the mean number, the median age in America, 38 years, 8 months old.
That's, millennials are taking over the world.
Yeah, that's you. Now, listen, I think that, I don't know, I just find it interesting to see the emphasis on various ages. And I like I like stats. I took a stats course when I was in college, and it fascinated me. Statistics just fascinating. The state of Texas trying to ban the legislature there has a new bill to prohibit diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives at publicly funded universities. This is the next step. This happened, I think, in Florida, didn't it? A couple of weeks ago, so now the state of Texas wants to do the same thing. That is to not have. I know it's, there's a lot in a word, but I'm not sure that they even know what they're aiming to do by doing this or not doing it. I guess much as anything else, time will tell. It's 48 after here on Good Day.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale, June 9th through the 12th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
All right, 53 past the hour, Wednesday on the Good Day program, with the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend. The Pet Show is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934, I think that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I just give it to you. You know how that works. Warren has written a book, or he's written a number of books, called, well, this one that I like is called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, which is what he is. He writes in the foreword to the book, "My ability to talk with animals is a lot different from that of most people, and whether it was learned or taught, I don't know. I do. This is a gift from God. You have a gift, and that gift is what's been able to get you to help as many animals as you have, and as many people who have animals. And it isn't just about dogs and cats. It's about horses. It's about goats, about cow, you name it. I have on the American Family Farmer this week a llama farmer. And what an interesting thing. I've got a llama, say that I have quickly, a llama factory in Ohio. Have you ever done pet therapy? Well, you have to have been experienced
with it. Yeah, I went hiking with that. Years ago, it was very, very popular to go hiking with a llama or an alpaca. And
really?
It was found to be very, very relaxing.
Yeah.
Stress,
great
anxiety. Yeah, llamas are, they're just so, camels are like that too, but in a large variety.
Cows can
so
be.
So mellow.
Cows can
You know
be.
What, Doug? Any animal can be. A raccoon
I suppose.
Can be. You know, I guess any animal can make
a raccoon. A raccoon. A porcupine. How about a porcupine as a therapy animal? Okay. All right. 855-999. Doug is being used by people for all sorts of things, including this fellow listening who wants to have his way with you in a manner of speaking.
You have the pet doctor on right now, and I have a cat that has claws at my couch, underneath the couch, my bed frame, everywhere, and I've done everything from a water gun, everything. How do I stop this cat from clawing my furniture when it has claw toys?
All right.
first thing to do.
Yeah.
I used a water gun. I tried to stop the cat. Have you ever taken the time to figure out maybe why the cat is scratching? Maybe the cat is bored. Cats are nomadic by nature. Here's what I recommend. Number one, you can go out and spend $100 on a scratching post. The cat has no idea how much you spent on it. Bring in a cardboard box or a paper bag from the supermarket. It's like you hit the lottery. I would recommend that every day, every other day, hit the supermarket, bring in cardboard boxes, be creative, make a condo, put one on top of the other. The reason for that is, again, as I said, they're nomadic. By bringing in boxes every day, every box, every bag smells different, you can get the cat over there. Now, in terms of the scratching specifically, it's not scratching to get you aggravated. Cats have scent glands on the bottom of their feet, so very often they're marking territory with their paws. You want to stop it? Here's a quick sample. Easy to do. Go to the supermarket, go to a hardware store, hit Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever you want to do, pick up some double stick tape. Put the double stick tape in the area where the cat is scratching. It's like kitty fly paper. He'll get the idea, and I promise you can have your couch once again. But remember, keeping them mentally stimulated by rotating their toys is really, really critical, and keeping their nails trimmed.
There you go. Aren't you glad you called, madam? Thank you. 855-999-DOUG. Anytime you have a question for any of the people on the program, especially Warren, help yourself. This is National Foster a Pet Month. How will that see the light of day, Warren?
You know, it's so amazing that there are so many dogs at shelters that are killed every year, and it's not killed for any other reason than overcrowding. By people fostering dogs, a couple of things happen. Number one, they get them out of the shelter. Number two, they socialize and expose them to things they're going to be exposed to on a regular basis, and generally makes it a whole lot easier for them to find a home. The problem is, most people that foster pets wind up as foster failures. They wind up adopting the dog or cat. But it's a great thing to do. If you're a senior citizen, if you're retired, and you don't have a pet, and you want to get some time for yourself, and have a great time and make yourself feel better, maybe fostering a dog or cat from a local shelter or rescue is definitely the thing to do. It's so much easier to find a home for a dog or cat if they've been socialized, rather than put into a shelter where it takes them a while to decompress once they get out.
There is such a thing as International Cat Day. I was thinking about that with regard to what you said, or what that lady's question was. The cat early on in Egypt was worshipped as a god. You knew that, right?
Absolutely.
Cats, right?
They mummified the cats and buried them with the people that owned them.
Right, exactly. I think Cleopatra has a cat buried with her, as a matter of fact. So, anyway, after the dynasty collapsed, cats were popular everywhere. They were exclusive to the royal family, and then, you know, they became a part of everything.
By the way, quickly, meow. Yes. Meow. The word meow means cat in German, in Egyptian. Meow.
Really?
Not
meow.
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 How do I do as a cat?
Meow.
Better as a cow.
Moo. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out his website, thepetshow.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.